This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're hitting your hands on stuff all the time, right? Helmets and different things. And, you know, you might get jammed thumbs, jammed fingers, you know, different things where it swells up and what have you. But this felt like it was something a bit more significant, preventing me from gripping the ball.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was ominous at the time and turned out to be quite a bit different than something Drew Brees has ever experienced in the past. He had his thumb surgery on Wednesday, and while we don't have a timetable that's been put out there, the Saints will have to forge on without him until their future Hall of Fame quarterback can return and play again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We've got our show question up about MVPs in Major League Baseball, Cy Youngs as well. So check that out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. But we want to talk a little bit about the Saints' outlook as they approach Week 3 without Drew Brees. And we're pleased to welcome Rod Walker from the New Orleans Times-Picayune, who is a columnist and covers the team. And let's start with the big question. What is the major difference, Rod, when you go from Drew Brees to Teddy Bridgewater?
I think the first thing is just this is a Saints offense. I mean, Brees has been the quarterback for this team since 2006. And, I mean, just the familiarity with him, you know, he's just such a leader, and those are just more of the intangibles. But just as far as the offense, I mean, Drew just sort of makes it go. And so now they're having to get adjusted to a completely different guy, and it's going to be a big adjustment for this team.
So then what is the attitude around the team, or, you know, coming out of that locker room? Well, you have a lot of veterans, but obviously, as you mentioned, it's a big adjustment.
Yeah, I mean, just talking to the guys today after practice, and actually we're out here in Seattle practicing because the Saints, they didn't fly back to
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, we're out here in Seattle. But things really upbeat and optimistic, and, you know, you always hear the sports cliche about next man up, but that's sort of the way they approached it. And, you know, this team has a lot of confidence in Teddy, and Teddy's a guy who started, you know, 29 games in the NFL, so this isn't, you know, new to him. And so I think he'll do fine. I think Sean Payton's good enough with, you know, such a great offensive mind that he'll be able to, you know, play the game to Teddy's strengths. You know, they'll do the things that they feel like he does well, and I think they'll game plan that way. And they also have Taysom Hill, who's a third string guy. And, you know, I'd expect to see Taysom have some. I expect him to have some packages for Taysom as well this week, more than we've seen in the first two games of the season.
It's interesting. I read some quotes from Teddy himself from preseason. I was doing some research, and he had talked about how he felt better now, physically, mentally, in every way than he has at any point in his career. So what does he have to say about stepping in for Drew Brees?
He's very confident, and he's very, you know, just looking forward to this opportunity. You know, he's talking to him today, you know, he said this will be the first meaningful game he's played in since 2015. He started the Saints' regular season finale last year against Carolina, but the Saints had already clinched the home field advantage throughout the playoffs and didn't have a lot of starters. He had two starting offensive linemen that didn't even play that game.
Because, right.
You know, Sean Payton decided to rest him. So that game probably wasn't a good game to evaluate Teddy. But so this is his first game that really means something for me. He obviously played in the preseason and did that. But, I mean, this is the first game that real game with playing with the first unit where he's actually starting the game. So he's really looking forward to this opportunity. You know, he talked today about how patient he's been, you know, and now he's getting an opportunity. And obviously he didn't want the opportunity to come his way, but it did. And he's embracing it and looking forward to it, it seems like.
Rod Walker with us from Seattle, but he covers the Saints, so he's there for the Times-Picayune, a columnist, and is joining us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. How much more important does the role of Alvin Kamara come when you're talking about kind of a safety net and someone who can help out a quarterback who's stepping in?
Yeah, I think Alvin's a guy that, you know, the Saints will probably try to run the ball a little bit more just to sort of establish that and, you know, and just kind of take some of that pressure off Teddy, especially at the beginning of the game, I would think. And, you know, Alvin's a guy, he's a, you know, outside of Breeze, I mean, Alvin and Michael Thomas are the next two guys on that offense as far as just making it go. And he's, you know, he's really upbeat about this chance too. And he thinks his team's going to do well with Teddy. And he likes some of the things that Teddy brings to the table. And he likes the fact that Teddy has done this before as a starter. And, you know, those guys, you know, they remember when Teddy played with the Vikings and what he did. So all these guys believe in him, which is, you know, that's good for this team.
Certainly started out the season with a bang and that incredibly wild finish against the Houston Texans and the way that they were able to get into field goal range for Will Lutz. And then the disappointment of last week and finding out about Drew Brees. When you think about the team now going into this game against Seattle, I mean, where will the strengths come? Because it's not Drew Brees, as we've talked about. And so on the road against Seattle, they've had a chance to be together as a team all week long. What do you think their strengths will be against the Seahawks?
I think, like I said, I think running the ball, I think they have to do that. But I think the defense is going to really have to, you know, probably maybe have to carry this team for, you know, a little while Teddy gets his feet wet. And, you know, they'll just have to, you know, try to keep the game low scoring, which is something they were able to do against the Rams for the first three quarters. And then the game sort of, you know, kind of got away from them there in the fourth quarter. But I think that they're going to try to hang their head on this defense this week and next week as well. I mean, the Cowboys come to New Orleans the following week, so
right.
That's going to be big for this team as well. And one of the things that they really need to do is clean up some of the miscues they had on the offensive line last week, which is typically a strength of this team. But, I mean, they had, I think it was five holding penalties and a couple of false starts. They really struggle against that Rams defensive front. So that's something they'll have to clean up this week to even have a shot at winning this game.
These next two games obviously are against teams that are 2-0 in the Cowboys and the Seahawks. But really weird, the quirk of the schedule, which I discovered this week, is that even if Drew Brees doesn't come back until November, five of their six divisional games fall after that point. So still, though, there's a lot of potential for them defending their division title.
Yeah, you know, and when the news came out about Brees' injury, you know, the first prognosis said he'd be out, you know, maybe 6 weeks. And you look at, and I kind of just stretch it out to 8 weeks just in case. And
mm-hmm.
you look at that stretch. I mean, this is a Saints team that they're 1-1 now. And I mean, they could easily be at least 4-4, when Brees comes back. And if they do that, I think they're in good shape, you know, that final stretch of the season, because they have upcoming game against Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, and Arizona coming up to that midpoint of the season. I think those are all winnable games, you know, even without Drew Brees. And maybe this team, if they can happen to steal another, if they come out better than 4-4, I mean, they're really looking good. But I think even 4-4 with Brees down the stretch of the season, with all those division games stacked up there, I think this team will be in really good shape. So basically, Teddy just needs to, you know, just keep the boat afloat until Brees gets back. And, you know, I think that's going to be the key to his team making a run at, you know, at the postseason.
Rod Walker is a columnist for the Times-Picayune with the Saints in Seattle and here with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. It was really big news at the time, obviously, but it seems like such a long time ago that Michael Thomas got his contract and that they were able to lock that down and make sure that wasn't going to be an issue going into the season. What has he had to say about being with the Saints long term and getting paid the way that he did?
You know, he was obviously excited about that. You know, he had to training camp, he missed the first 5 days. But, you know, even then, I mean, I think the Saints, they didn't seem too concerned about it. They thought they were going to get it worked out. And, you know, they wanted Mike to, you know, be the highest paid receiver in the league. And he, you know, he was for that time up until Julio signed
right.
A couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, I mean, he's, you know, Mike doesn't say a whole lot. I mean, he's probably one of the superstars in the league that doesn't really talk a whole lot as far as just, you know, talking to media and stuff. But I think he's, you know, obviously he's pleased with the money he made, and he enjoys playing with Drew Brees. So it'll be interesting to see this week, you know, just how he gets adjusted to, you know, playing with someone other than Drew Brees, because those two have some dynamic chemistry just working together these, you know, past 3 years.
Yeah, it was so much fun to watch them on the field together. Obviously, some really big moments. Have we gotten any kind of a timetable since Brees had his surgery on Wednesday?
No, we haven't. You know, Sean Payton talked today about it, and he was just saying that he doesn't know yet. And I'm hoping we'll hear something, you know, here probably even, you know, as early as Thursday. But we don't have a timetable right now. I mean, the last we heard was 6 weeks. And, you know, I mean, I guess it could be longer than that or maybe shorter than that. But, you know, Breezy is 40 years old, so you don't know. I don't know how ligaments heal and all that, but so we'll have to see.
All right, so before I let you go, Rod, you have a tweet pinned to the top of your account, and it says, why anything less than a Saints Super Bowl trip will be considered a disappointment. So from your perspective, do the Saints need to dial that back because they're going to be without their quarterback until, you know, potentially November?
You know, yeah, I mean, that was a story that I wrote in the preseason. And,
right.
You know, I mean, it was just kind of about the expectations coming into it. But I think, you know, I mean, just coming with this injury, I mean, we don't know how it's going to play out. I think if they don't make it now, I mean, I think they can sort of put an asterisk on this season and say, okay, we didn't have Brees is what the fans will probably say. But, again, I think, you know, if Teddy can keep the boat afloat until Brees gets back, I think they still have a shot. This is a team that, to me, they just need to get in the playoffs. If they can do enough to get in, I think they're good enough to actually go all the way. But that's just the key for them is just going to be, at this point, is just to get in the playoffs, which, you know, we thought that was sort of automatic before Sunday, and things change quick in the NFL.
They do. Life comes at you fast. All right, you can find Rod on Twitter at Rod Walker NOLA, sports columnist for the Times-Picayune, and now with the Saints in Seattle. We appreciate a couple of minutes. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.